You're listening to SBS News.
The trial of George Pell found Australia's former highest-ranking Catholic cleric guilty of 5 accounts of sexual abuse against 2 13-year-old boys in 1996 and 97. The verdict only became public knowledge following the court's removal of the suppression order on the trial, after a separate case against Pell was dropped. The jury in the County Court of Victoria found Cardinal Pell guilty of committing 5 sexual offences against 2 choir boys 22 years ago. Pell pleaded not guilty to the charges. The 4-week trial saw the jury conclude he had sexually assaulted the 2 boys in the priest's sacristy of St Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne in 1996, and then again abused one of the boys in 1997. One of the victims has since passed away, and so the court heard from just one of the victims, now in his 30s, who spoke on behalf of the second victim. Speaking outside of court, the victim's lawyer, Dr. Vivian Waller, read out a statement from her client, who remains anonymous.
I understand that this is a big news story, but please don't reveal my identity. I ask that the media respect my privacy. I don't want to give any interviews. Please don't come to my home. I want to protect my young family and my parents. I don't want them swept into the spotlight.
The conviction of Cardinal Pell, the Vatican's economic minister, has surprised many, as he had been responsible for commenting on the need to address church abuse in Australia. One foundation which worked with victims of sexual abuse, however, says the conviction sends a strong message to perpetrators that one's status does not exempt them from the law. President of the Blue Knot Foundation, Kathy Kesselman, is hopeful abuse survivors will be empowered and realise Australian society believes them.
The issue of sexual abuse and a response to it, the safety of children and the welfare of survivors and justice for them are still very much on the table, front and centre.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the results of the trial, as well as the Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse within the Church, continues to shock him. He says regardless of one's personal beliefs, it is integral victims of clerical abuse find justice.
It is very clear that a lot of institutional sexual abuse was swept under the carpet, and too often priests, rather than being punished, were moved between parishes and covered up. My thoughts are with the victims of clerical sexual abuse. It should never have happened. It's a gross betrayal of trust. We were brought up to trust the clergy, and there are plenty of good clergy. But we've been fundamentally let down, and the church institutionally and the range of churches and governments haven't done enough in the past.
While independent Senator Darren Hinch, who campaigned against sexual abuse in the church, has welcomed Pell's conviction. He says he hopes the Catholic Church, led by Pope Francis, will take immediate action against Mr. Pell.
I hope now the Pope will strip Pell of his position as a cardinal. I also hope that the Australian government moves very rapidly to remove his companionship of the Order of Australia, the same way they finally did with Rolf Harris. I'm glad to see that a school that he was a hero at in Ballarat has now taken his name off a building. They've also put a line through his, quote, legend's name on the honour board.
Cardinal Pell is maintaining his innocence, with his lawyers appealing the conviction, which could lead to a retrial. If the appeal is unsuccessful, Cardinal Pell could face up to 50 years in prison, as each offence carries a maximum 10-year penalty. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.